Charlie Dill got the bad news from his mortgage company. His 1920s home, a few houses from the beach in the Chapin Point neighborhood of Stamford, Connecticut, had been reclassified in a flood zone, and he would need to buy flood insurance.
The tax and insurance for me now is more than my principal and interest.
Due to changes in the Federal Emergency Management Agency's shoreline flood zones nationwide, Connecticut this year alone has added thousands of homeowners like Dill to flood zones. And changes in how flood insurance is financed that began nationwide on January 1st and ramped up even more on October 1st mean more homeowners, especially those with older homes, eventually will pay higher rates, in some cases much higher, a circumstance Dill is philosophical about.
Personally, I understand it. If I'm the one that lives in the risky area, then I pay it. I mean, and it shouldn't be up to somebody who's chosen to live in a less risky section.
But understanding it and affording it are two different things. Dill says he'll figure out how to make the finances work. But his neighbor, Rosemarie Sibilio, says she can't.
I'm in the process of creating the best possible scenario so that I can sell the house, unfortunately.
Sibilio is the third generation to own the beachfront home her grandparents bought in 1947. It took a beating in Sandy, and with the out-of-pocket costs to rebuild, insurance that runs about $3,500 a year, and taxes, she says she has no other option.
It's kind of hard to sell, but I really have to because I'm 60, going to be 65 years old, and my son and my daughter will never be able to afford to live here.
And it's likely to get worse. The new flood insurance rates could raise premiums for nearly half of the approximately 42,000 policyholders in the state. Diane Ifkovic of the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection is the state's flood insurance coordinator.
A lot of it is going to be on you to protect your house. I think it is going to add to that already kind of high bar of finances for people.
But Gary Yeo, a professor of economics and environmental studies at Wesleyan University, offers a model that may help manage risk and at the same time promote shoreline equity. The state would provide a pool of money homeowners could borrow from to invest in things like elevating their homes. That would in turn lower their insurance rates, and they could use their savings, which Yeo believes would be considerable, to pay back the loan.
We provide mechanisms by which the wealthy coastlines and the less wealthy part of the coastlines have the same opportunity to take advantage of the ability to spread risk through market mechanisms. The rate of return of those investments is enormous compared to what you could do with your money elsewhere.
For Chapin Point homeowner Charlie Dill, though, money is not the only consideration.
For 17 years I've lived here, and I don't think I've ever for a minute not appreciated the fact that I live at the beach. I mean, people go on vacation to the beach, and I live at the beach. And so you just tighten the belt and whatever they say and make ends meet.
But Dill says if he were buying now, he probably would not do it in a flood zone. Jan Ellen Spiegel, WSHU News.